FM4 Reality Check.
There's been a heated political debate over the weekend about how the Interior Ministry plans to stop processing new asylum requests, a move they say is to discourage asylum seekers from coming to Austria. Dealing with the increasing flood of migrants trying to reach Europe, especially since the escalation of the conflict in Syria, is a major problem for the whole of the European Union. Jakob von Uxkull is the founder of the Right Livelihood Awards, a sort of alternative Nobel Prize system. FM4's Christina Trahr asked him what he thinks the EU should do.
I don't think we have any choice if we claim to be a civilized union. They are not fleeing because they want to get rich, they are fleeing because they can't survive at home. It's very easy to destroy a government, but of course you have to think about the consequences. The same thing in Iraq. They went in and they overthrew a dictator, but they didn't have the ability or the resources or the patience to help this country then to revive. And now we need to face up to our responsibilities.
The motto of the European Union is united in diversity. Today, the Union struggles with right-wing extremism. How does this affect this unity?
Well, I think our politicians have not told people the truth. They have pretended that everything can go on as before. And when people then find that after the economic crisis that they are still out of work, that the richer seem to get ever richer, and the poorer middle class are suffering, then, of course, they start looking for scapegoats, and then they sort of start blaming immigrants, which is, of course, nonsense. I mean, an aging continent is lucky to have young immigrants. And politicians need to say that quite firmly. Democracy also has to be firm against its enemies.
You're also the founder of the World Future Council. In which way is Europe heading regarding things like environment, justice, or peace issues?
I think Europe is still a forerunner in many ways. You know, Europe is doing more than other parts of the world. But of course, however fast the solutions have been growing, the problems have been growing even faster. We've done the first study looking at the costs of not using renewables. You know, every day the sun shines and you don't use that sunshine to produce solar energy, you've lost that because the sunshine of yesterday you can't get any more today or in the future. So we wasted the fossil fuels and we have wasted the solar energy. And these are enormous costs. And of course the consequences are very, very serious, because if you suddenly include all these costs, most businesses would run at a loss. Most companies would go bankrupt. So you need to find strategies to ensure that we can build an economy and societies where businesses who are doing the right thing are also profitable. And at the moment, those who are doing the wrong thing are much more profitable at the cost of our environment and of cost of our children. And that, of course, is a crazy way to run an economy.
Interesting man with some interesting ideas. That was Jakob von Uxkull, the founder of the Right Livelihood Awards. And we'll be coming back to that point about the environment and the economy later on in this program, when we hear about Hungarian plans to expand its nuclear power program. New nuclear power plants along the Danube, not far from Austria.